Our soul has the capacity to grow two opposite concepts and ideas at once. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G, making every day count. And this time of the year, we're sharing ideas and meditating on concepts to do with the high holy days fast approaching, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So, of course, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we all know that apple and honey, right? That's the food. We get together with family and friends, and we dip the apple into the honey. And of course, we all learned this way back then when we were small in primary school or in kindergarten, that the reason is, well, you want a sweet new year. And of course, that's true. That's a legitimate reason. But there's deeper ideas behind the apple and honey as well. And let's explore one of them. An apple is a fruit. A fruit in general means something new. It's not something you have to have. It's something above and beyond. You know, you eat a meal. Eat your veggies, your potatoes, your meat, your fish, your bread. That's the staple. But then dessert is kind of fruit, right? Fruit is like something extra, something sweet, something vibrant. A delicious apple is a symbol of freshness, of something you enjoy, something you're invested in, something you're doing with a bit of excitement. But its downside is that it has a very short shelf life. Honey, on the other hand, which of course is always sweet, but honey represents permanence, consistency. Honey has a shelf life, which is, I don't know, forever. It is a preservative. People preserve things in honey, or used to. Honey just is the symbol of ongoing commitment, ongoing dedication, ongoing permanence. Now, us human beings tend to be one or the other. There are some people that are sort of very, very dedicated, very consistent, very permanent in a way. They have their values, they have their ideas, they're inflexible, which is a good thing. They're rooted in real strong convictions and they don't stray. But that also means they don't change necessarily. They are who they are and they remain steadfast. Doesn't always come with a lot of joy, a lot of passion, a lot of vibrancy, but it's there, it's permanent. Some people are apples. Some people just love excitement, love something new. They're flexible, they'll always explore something that we didn't do before. Let's jump into it, let's get inspired, let's try something new, which is fantastic. Problem with that is that not always it lasts. Passion doesn't always last. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, when we celebrate the anniversary of the creation of the human being, and we think about what actually happened when the human being was created. When Adam HaRishon, Adam the first man, was created, it says that God blew into his nostrils a breath of life. Ayipach ba'apav nishmat chayim. And as the Zohar tells us, and as the Kabbalah teaches us, that the soul is different to the rest of the world. The rest of the world is a creation of God. Of course, connected to God, dependent on God, but something that God created through the medium of speech, as the Torah tells us. God said, let there be water, let there be this, let there be that. Speech, as we know from the human experience, speech is like, I'm talking to you. I'm not necessarily sharing a piece of me with you. When God says, Vayipach ba'apav, and he blew into the nostrils of the human being a soul of life, He was blowing into him a piece of himself, so to speak. Our soul is an infusion of godliness. On Rosh Hashanah, we connect deeply to that soul, which is also part of the reason why we blow the shofar. The shofar is blowing. It's not a prayer that we say. It's a mitzvah to do with blowing. That we connect to the blowing of Hashem, a blowing of God, the godly infusion which we have within us. And because we have a godly infusion within us, we have a certain level of infinity within us, an ability to carry two opposites, just like God can, because God transcends definition and can hold two things that are opposite at the same time, and so can we. And therefore, our challenge is, as we enter into the new year, we need to think of something new. We get excited, we get inspired, and so should we. We perhaps explore something new that we haven't done till now. Maybe to go to a different learning experience, to become kinder to someone that maybe they weren't so kind to before, to do another mitzvah, we're excited. But we also have to be committed to consistency. They don't always go together, but us human beings can bring them together. We can be consistently excited, meaning consistently passionate, not always so easy. Consistently fresh, consistently flexible, consistently growing. That's the apple and the honey. The apple is the freshness, the exploration of new ideas, the growth, the passion, the vibrancy. Honey is the consistency. Not always go together. Sometimes people are very consistent and not so excited people. But we can do both together. We can bring them together, the apple and the honey. Why can we do it? Because in Rosh Hashanah, we connect deeply to our neshama, our soul, the infusion of godliness, the soul that God blew into us at the very beginning of creation. And that's the challenge, that's the opportunity, that's the message of the apple and the honey. So let's connect to that. Let's try and focus. Let's think about our soul. And as a way to do that, let's start with, as we always do, focusing on our breath. Tapping into the rhythm of life, breathing in and breathing out. Creating a calmness. Feel the breath as you inhale. Feel the letting go as you exhale. Try to relax. Try to have the rhythm of breath create a calmness. Just for a few moments, just slowly. Breathe in deeply. And slowly breathe out. If your mind wanders, just gently bring it back. But try just to feel it in your whole body. Try to feel the calmness. Try to feel the air filling your lungs. Just become aware where you're sitting, where you are, and just calmly pay attention. As we know, our breath, neshima in Hebrew, is the expression of our neshama. Our soul, our godly infusion, the blowing of God into us. As we breathe, let's connect to our soul, let's become aware of our neshama, also the place of calmness, because our soul is the place of oneness. It's an infusion of godliness, so is one. It's the infinite source of who we are, bringing opposites together. Growth and permanence. Excitement and conviction. Flexibility and standing strong. The apple and the honey. Let's try and remember that message as we go into Rosh Hashanah with the apple and the honey, to bring them both together. Have a good day and Shana Tovah.